AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Two people are dead, four others, including a police officer, injured in a shooting at a mall in Boise, Idaho. Police Chief Ryan Lee tells KIVI they don't know yet what led to the shooting.
We really cannot, at this time, speak to any motivation behind it or anything else that may impact the investigation.
The suspect is in custody following a shootout with police in which one officer was injured. President Biden calls on Democrats in Congress to wrap up work on his domestic spending package that would run at least $1.75 trillion.
You hear these numbers, $3.5 trillion or $1.75 trillion? We pay for it all. It doesn't increase the deficit one single cent.
Two moderate Senate Democrats, Arizona's Kirsten Sinema and West Virginia's Joe Manchin, forced the White House and others to rework the tax increase side of the plan in favor of a minimum corporate tax and a possible asset tax on the nation's billionaires. Manchin says he agrees with that approach.
Corporations should be paying at least a minimum for your doing business in the United States. I think that anyone who basically has the protection of this country should be paying.
Congress faces an October 31st deadline to pass a related $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package for roads, broadband, and other public works before routine federal transportation funding expires. The Pentagon believes Iran was behind the drone attack last week at the military outpost in southern Syria where U.S. troops are based. Spokesman John Kirby was asked if there will be a response.
If there's to be a response, it'll be at a time and a place and a manner of our choosing, and we certainly won't get ahead of those kinds of decisions.
Facebook reports a 17% jump in third quarter net income to $9.19 billion. Overall revenue topped $29 billion. This is AP News. Congressional investigators say two Border Patrol agents have been fired for their actions in a Facebook group. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
There are thousands of current and former Border Patrol agents identified in the private group I'm 1015, the code for migrants in custody. But only two were fired out of 24 recommended for dismissal. The House Oversight and Reform Committee says a Texas agent who was fired displayed an image depicting white supremacy and a fake image of President Biden touching Latina Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And a veteran California agent was the other, posting a doctored image of former President Trump raping a member of Congress, along with homophobic memes. Customs and Border Patrol issued a statement saying it will not tolerate hateful, misogynist, or racist behavior. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.